Oh, thank you guys. You were so supportive of this city. It like blew my mind. Honestly, I wish I was home so I could give you a hug. I can't hug you here because COVID's killing all of us. I'm kidding, God, that's terrible to say. I wish I
Yeah.
was with you.
Talk us through the last year or so, because how quickly do things just start picking up? So this city obviously starts blowing up. Everyone starts playing it. It's on TikTok. Everything's going on. How much does your phone just start ringing each day? Does it just pick up gradually, or does it just like start bang, 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 pinging off?
It kind of comes in waves. There was a second where I wanted to throw my phone into the ocean because it was like, all right, Sam, okay, like it's 8 a.m. You got a like English promo, okay. Now it's midday. You got Australian promo, okay. Now it's the evening. You got American promo, and like I love doing it, and it is such a blessing, and I'm so grateful to be able to do it. But for a second, I was like, here we go. But honestly, it was. I don't know. I've done it all from my apartment. Right now I'm really homesick. I wish I was home
Oh,
so bad.
yeah.
Your mum's reaction to that billboard, oh my God, bless. When you spoke to her, how surreal was it to say, Mum, my face is plastered 12 foot high?
My mum, I love her. She's an absolute icon. But she's very even keel. She's a wildly successful in her own right. And when I first told her, I was like, Mom, I'm gonna be on a billboard in Sydney. She was like, oh, cool. She's like, I just adopted two cats. Do you wanna see them? I was like, okay, we'll just move on. But no, she was funny. She's like, when we FaceTimed and she was at the billboard, she's like, you're on the side of a pizza shop in Surrey Hills. Okay, but yeah, she's really. I mean, I love her. You never know what you're gonna get.
Yeah.
She's just such.
But that's
She's
what
so
you want,
cool.
isn't it? You want it to remain the same, you're still the same guy. You hope that, you've blown
She's
up
keeping
great
you
music, but
grounded.
at least she's keeping you grounded.
Oh, absolutely. When I first started releasing music, and she was talking to me, she's like, oh, so you're gonna be famous now? And I'm like, I don't know, Mum. But my mum's a doctor and she's a research scientist. She had something published in like journals all around the
Oh,
world.
wow.
And she calls me when she found out that her work had been published around the world. And she was like, hey, so I'm published in seven continents now. So I'm famous before you. And I was like,
Yeah.
lovely.
Well, you are kind of a big deal because you've just appeared on Ellen again. You
Oh.
are teaming up with Demi Lovato. I mean, everyone wants a piece of Sam Fisher.
Ding. I don't know. It's all still sinking in.
Yeah.
To be on a song with Demi Lovato, to sit across from Ellen, it's all experiences that a ginger kid from Sydney has no right to have. But I'm grateful for it, and the love and support from back has been so wild. And I don't know. I can't wait to get back.
I just wanted to quickly touch on Demi too, because her voice
Yeah.
is remarkable. The power she has behind it. When you're listening to her recite these powerful lyrics, because you are one hell of a songwriter, are you just in awe of the power that she produces just in a rehearsal?
Oh, absolutely. Her voice is ridiculous. To sit behind, sit next to her and sing with her is so cool. And when she jumped on the song, she said that it was something that she'd been trying to say in a song but hadn't found the words. I'm learning a lot from her. She's been doing it for a second, so it's cool. It's really
And
cool.
such a great character too, isn't she? Like, so she's obviously been through so much, and she's obviously, so self-aware and everything, and just it'd be incredible to learn from someone like that.
Definitely. I mean, she's been through so much, and she's been through so much out in the open in front of all of us. And she's copped some pretty intense flack that I knowing her, I think was so undeserved. And she really has such a golden heart, and it's so cool. It's so cool to know her and to see the way that she deals with, I don't know, her life.
We are just in awe of how incredibly talented, but how incredibly humble and just honest and real you are, mate. And you are always welcome on our show.
Really appreciate it. Love the song. Love you. And I can't wait to have you back here.
Cheers, guys. I can't wait to come home so we can hang out properly.
Please.
I appreciate all the support so much.